This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. ICE agents fired shots at a car during a detention operation in Colorado earlier today. The incident occurred in Black Forest, about 30 minutes north of Colorado Springs. Officials say the suspects allegedly tried to drive their vehicle into the officers and then drove away. No injuries have been reported. Officials say two suspects are still at large after abandoning the vehicle, according to Denver 7. A large law enforcement presence could be seen in the area. Meanwhile, two Colorado congressmen are suing the Trump administration over ICE's refusal to let lawmakers enter immigration detention centers without giving prior notice. Federal law explicitly allows members of Congress and their staff to conduct unannounced oversight visits, but ICE has been turning them away. Aurora Democrat Jason Crow was denied entry to a detention center in his district earlier this month.
Congress makes the law of the land, not any president or this administration in particular. And the law is very clear that members of Congress have the right to conduct inspections and oversight visits unannounced.
Crow and Representative Joe Neguse both signed on to the lawsuit along with 10 of their House colleagues. A woman is recovering after being bit by a rabies-positive bat on a trail off Independence Pass. The Pitkin County Epidemiology Program Administrator tells CPR News this bat marks the fourth positive for the disease in the last 8 years and the first positive human case since 2023. The woman is expected to make a full recovery. The county says this serves as a reminder to never touch wildlife. This is CPR News.